7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. Begin transmission.
Good thing you finished just in time, huh? Cats. Alright, and here we go. The current time is, of course, 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Go Ho 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 Committee. Yes, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm looking out the back door onto my deck. It's very windy outside today, and that's fine because it's only, what, 41 or 42 degrees American? So that's what, 3 degrees for common sense? Yeah, so obviously we're not going outside, so what are we doing today, Tobe? Well, the first thing we need to do is refill the kitty water jug. Because for the last few minutes I've been doing kitty water business. It's super duper fun. And I'm kind of having a peculiar, I think is the word that I'm looking for. I'm having a peculiar morning in that slept pretty well. But I had a weird dream. I had this dream that my guts were bothering me. You know, like I was having regular gut What? Pippa has arrived. What are you doing, Dingins? Oh, you don't want to talk anymore? Okay, bye. I'm going back downstairs. I had this dream that my guts were bothering me, kind of like the same old usual stuff. And I was like, oh, God, what, I'm having a, gonna have a crappy day because my guts and yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I woke up and my guts were fine. That was the weird part about it. It's like, okay, that's cool. I can do that. So, yeah, got up today. I'll put the water jug down. I got up today. And, everything's sort of working out fine. I'm well hydrated. I don't seem to be having any unusual muscular issues. Oh, and that was the other thing. I had a song in my head, too. That's the weird part. Hold on, let me pour some tea. What was that song? Also in my dream, I had a song stuck in my head, and I was thinking, oh, this would be a good song to play on Dubious Goals Committee. And yeah, now I can't remember what it was. What was that? I do not know. And you know, it now occurs to me that, I thought I had it there for a second, no? What was that song? And you know, the funny thing is, now I can't even. Is my brain on? I don't think my brain is on. And that's fine. You don't need it for anything anyway. Oh, but I did think of one really, really good thing. I already know what I'm having for lunch today. Because today is Tuesday, and that means it's taco day. And I haven't had any tacos in a month, so I'm looking forward to getting a big fat clamshell full of tacos. Rom, 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 rom. Get lots of little ramekins full of pico and salsa and limes and all the yummy stuff that I love. Oh, that's going to be great. We're going to do that here in a little bit. I'm looking forward to it already. So, the big question is, what are we going to do today? What are we doing? You know, I spent a lot of time yesterday talking about how I was going to work on the Flex controller and have that ready to do something today, and I did nothing, of course. Well, I didn't do nothing. I did look at it. I looked at it, and I said, yeah, there's the thing. And I thought about some kind of potential stuff to do with it, but I couldn't think of any really super good ideas, so I did nothing. We're going to have to think of something else to do today. And maybe we just need to wait until this one special event happens. Wait, has it already begun?
It has begun. Let no one interfere.
Sour brat, beef roasting meal, cavalry beef ragu, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sour brat, steak diet, beef grilled, Catalonian beef ragu, hamburger, sizzling, chicken fried, spicy braised, steak diet, barbecue, beef ribs, balsamic, beef welling, hamburger, pepper, sizzling, beef jerky, spicy braised, broccoli, barbecue, beef ribs, beef wellington. Pepper beef, beef jerky, beef stroganoff, beef broccoli, beef ball, beef burritos, Irish beef fajitas, beef brisket, taco, Chateaubriand, beef sauerkraut, beef bourguignon, Catalanish beef ragu, beef Mongolian, Chateaubriand, steak, sauerkraut, Diane, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, hamburgers, Mongolian, sizzling beef, chicken fried steak, braised steak, Diane, barbecue grilled ribs, balsamic, beef Wellington, hamburger, peppers beef, sizzling beef, jerky, spicy braised broccoli, barbecue beef ribs, beef Wellington, beef pepper beef, beef jerky, beef stroganoff, beef with broccoli, beef bourguignon, burritos, Irish beef fajitas.
There can be only one.
I was out at the bait and tackle shop today, you know, just getting a bag of hot fried sea and Rance Farnhart. He asked me to come up with a new logo and a new name for the bait and tackle shop this year, so my wheels is turning on that. But when I went outside with that bag of hot fries and looked around, what did I see? Pickle Boone. Donnie Wayne Chambliss is repairing an ATB. He needed somebody to test drive it, make sure it run okay. I basically gave myself a wilderness tour of the south side of the lake. ATB run real good. Them crows was out. They seen my hot fries. I outran them.
This feeling
I was down at Coach Hicks' boxing gym Thunder Punch today, and Gilbert Phillips was down there. He played backup catcher on a baseball team for a junior college, also beat up an adult bull moose. He said, "Who want to spar with me?" Well, Cody Mantell was there, and he goes, "Over here, I'll do it." I mean, he's on it like a skunk on an Abba Zabba bar. They went round and round, and what Cody don't have in skill, he make up for in ignorance, and he didn't whoop Gilbert knowing, but all of a sudden, Gilbert got tarred and just sat down. I mean, never miss under castle like Cody Mantell. You sat some flame. Boy, I like the way you move your body. You sat some flame now. Whoa, I believe in miracles now. Hey, where you from? Are you sex a flame? You sex a flame, yeah. I believe in miracles, yeah, yes. Since you came along, are you sex a flame? Lord, you sex a flame, yeah.
Perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me. They call me...
Nampasa!
Yeah, I don't think so. Oh, my God. Nobody calls Gerald Bald Z Nyampasu. All right, so the current plan is we got to check the mail. And we got to check the mail for a number of reasons. One, I'm wondering if I got any mail. Two, for some reason I'm getting a little bit warm. So let's go outside, get cold, and so then everything will be fine. Oh. Yeah. Open up the garage door. Oh, it's bright and sunny out. Yada. Ugh, too bright. What's in the mailbox? Oh, we got some crap in here. Did we get it all? Yep, looks like it. Okay. Now I take it, the mail, into the garage. So we can throw it into the recycle bin. Because what did we get? An advertisement for, I don't know, something. Well, there's some actual real crap in here. Yeah, okay, so here's some recycled garbage, blah, blah, blah. And this is weird. I got, oh wait, I think I know what this is. And it looks like, what else did I get here? Insurance stuff? A medical bill? Wait, what is this exactly? I do not know. And suddenly, I don't care. Yeah, maybe I'll care after I eat some tacos and we can open it up then. But as for right now, I think I need some Bow Wow Wow.
Manager in the trailer park. Manager of the trailer park kind of makes sure he collects all the rent and things are okay and something needs to get fixed, you know, if he helps fix all that kind of thing. His name's Ron Dirtle. I don't know if it's like turtle, it's spelled the same way. Ron, I ain't seen a number of years. He ain't from here, really. I mean, his mama used to run the trailer park, Chancellor Park, where I live. But he been gone. He was working like an assistant shift lead at a feed store in the next county over. And I guess that was a resume enough to switch over to trailer park manager. But, boy, he liked that control. I came in today, and I seen Meemaw. She two trailers down, and she said, he gave me a notice, said my rent's late. I was like, well, is it late, Meemaw? And she's like, yeah, it is. Like, meanwhile, you've been getting too busy with that extra money. Any money you get, it's been going toward king-size Snicker bars, and you've been growing your baby doll collection maybe a little too fast kind of thing. And she goes, I don't know. She pacing, you know, she biting her fingernail kind of thing. I was like, I'll go talk to him. But meanwhile, truth is, I mean, you gotta pump them brakes on them Snickers and just kind of save that money so you can get caught up a little bit. Oh, I know kind of thing. So I go see Ron. Boy, he's laying like his way outside the manager's trailer kind of thing. You know, he's wet. His hair always looks wet, like he just came out the city pool or something. Got a toothpick in his mouth, tank top on, kind of wiry, got a long neck like a lake water crane. And he just standing there like, hey, how you doing, buddy? I was like, pretty good, Ron. My meanwhile, she gonna get that money together. Just hold off, buddy. You don't gotta pester about it kind of thing. And he goes, well, hey, I'm the manager now. I was like, I realize that. I see it on the trailer door there. You the manager, Ron. We get you. He goes, do you smell what the Ron is cooking? Kind of smelled like corn nuts and shame, to be honest with you. But anyhow, I said, hey, we're going to get this figured out. You know, you just relax. We're going to get it done kind of thing. But he's like, you know, there's a new sheriff in town. I'm cooking some Ron stew. I hope you can smell it. I was like, well, hey, Ron, how about this? How about you just halt it? Let that stew simmer a little bit longer. We're going to get it taken care of. He goes, oh, yeah, I can hold it, buddy. Kind of like, you know, he's going to kind of come back at me with what I said to him, and he said it back to me kind of thing. And I was like, no, just hold it, buddy. Better than that dog's doing right there on the front porch. Look down, stray up on his porch, just peeing steady right next to Ron's foot and his leg and everything. And he kind of hop off the porch, kind of wide-eyed like out of way. And I was like, buddy, we'll get this taken care of, Ron. You know, don't you worry. And he kind of turned, you know, kind of mad, kicking off his shoe, pulling his sock off, you know. Meemaw going to do her job. She's going to back up off them Snickers, them king sizes, and hold on the baby doll collection. Just rearrange the ones she got. We get caught up pretty soon so that she don't have to worry about Ron's stew, whatever it may be.
Morning, it's another pure gray morning. Don't know what the day is holding. And I get up right home and I walk right into the path of a lightning bolt. Siren of an ambulance comes howling right through the center of town. And no one blinks an eye and I look up to the sky for the path of a lightning bolt. As the angels parted for her, she only brought me torture. That's what happens when it's you that's standing in the path of a lightning bolt. Everyone I see just walks the walk with gritted teeth, but I just stand by and I wait my time. They say you gotta toe the line. They want the wall and not the wine, but when I see the signs, I'll jump on that line. People tell you not to take chances, and they'll tell you that there aren't any answers. And I'm starting to agree, but I woke suddenly in the path of a lightning bolt. Fortune, people talking all about fortune. Do you make it or does it just call you? In the blinking of an eye, just another passerby in the path of a lightning bolt. Everyone I see just walks the walk with grit. Lying back gazing skyward when the moment got shattered. I remember what she said and then she fled in the path of a lightning bolt.
Banana.
Yeah. So, what to do? Oh, the truth of the matter is, I'm just getting really excited for tacos. I'm strangely overly excited. It's because I haven't had any tacos in so long. Not since what? A couple of days before, 2 days before Thanksgiving? Oh my goodness. Yeah, so, geez, do I have money? I need $6.60. I better go check the money situation. Yeah, I've got money. What am I saying? 90% sure I have $6.60. Oh, so that's going to be exciting. I can't wait. I'm going to jump in the car. Which way do I want to go? I'll probably take Old Maple Road so I can drive by Herrenhaven. You know, because I might run into some turkeys. And then I'll buzz down 120th Street. And then I'll come back up the other way. Yep, I think that's a good plan. I have a plan. I have a taco acquisition plan. And I'm proud of that. And I'm going to execute that taco... what did I say? Acquisition. The taco acquisition plan will be enacted in another 45 seconds. Because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. Taco time. End of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Thank you.